Hello. Why does it seem like there's nobody around here? I got the address right. Did I? Oh well. Maybe I should go upstairs. He might be there. Now, I could teleport into each room to check, but... my... this is a beautiful house. I might as well enjoy walking around this place while I'm here. Oh, would you look at that? Looks like my prey presented himself. It's time to feast on that virgin loser who called upon me. Hi there. My. That wasn't the response I was expecting. Don't I at least get a hello? How are you? Or how about a I've been expecting you? What? Nothing? What a shame. I came all the way here just to see you. And this is how you greet me? That hurts, sweetie. Who the hell am I? My name's Lillian, and I'm here to be of service for you tonight. Where the hell am I from? It's funny that you ask that, because that's exactly where I'm from. I'm from hell, silly. Remember when you used your grandmother's book of dark spells? Sure you do. Remember when you were messing around invocation spells? What was it that you said after you summoned me? Ah, right. God, all I want is a girlfriend. Please, give me one. Just one. It doesn't have to be Lisa. It could be anyone. Although it wasn't Christian God that granted your wish. It was, well, Satan. What? You don't believe me? I can prove it, you know. Simple. I know everything about you. Go ahead and try me. Come on. Ask me anything. Or would you prefer it if I told you myself? All right then. Let's see. You're a college loser who only has two friends. Well, just one, because I don't think that jock Chris is your friend. I mean, he can't be. He's very popular. You and Walter, on the other hand, are just a bunch of virgin losers. No, I'm not from your uni, silly. I'm a succubus. Isn't it obvious? What? What's so funny? Yes, way. We succubi do exist. One is right in front of you. You really don't believe that I'm a succubus? Fine then, Step back so I can show you. This. There. Do you believe me now? Can't believe that I can shapeshift, transform my image into your crush's vessel, Lisa? Oh, that's just what we call bodies. So, do you believe me now? Good. Now close your mouth. Unless you want to make my job easier for me. But I decline. I like to work for food. You silly. You're my food. I never told you. You're actually my first prey, so consider yourself lucky. Oh, I like to call you humans like that. Even though you people are food for us, and although I still call you food sometimes, it's just less morbid to call you praise instead. Nope. Just a me thing. So, are you ready? Well, this is my dark side. I like to transform. No, literally. It helps me do things I'm supposed to do with more confidence and conviction. Is that the right word? I don't know. I just skimmed through the dictionary. Well, enough talk. Come. Hey. Shh. It's okay. You're all right. You're fine. I promise you, you won't even feel a thing. And I'll be gentle. Just a little snap of your little neck, and you'll wake up in heaven. Stop ruining my moment. Yes, heaven is real. Only if you believe in Christian God or whatsoever. No, of course it isn't real. Can't you see I'm trying to have a monologue here? You're seriously spoiling my moment. And I hope you know how much of a buzzkill you are. And that's probably why you only have one friend and zero ex-girlfriends. Making out with your friend's ex-girlfriend doesn't count. That jock guy is so gonna flip out when he finds out that you tried to get into his ex's pants while they were together. So, which one of us would you prefer to snap your neck? I can do it in the blink of an eye. Painless. As for him. I don't know. He's a pretty big guy. Come on, virgin. Work with me, okay? What do you mean, why am I doing this? Because I have to. Isn't it obvious? Humans are so annoying. You're so nosy. You have too many questions. Fine. What else do you want to know? Well, if I could turn myself into a human, I wouldn't be in front of you right now, would I? Maybe I do want to be human. Being a succubus is difficult. You know, I used to always curse being born as a succubus. I used to think of it as if it's some sort of, I don't know, punishment for whatever bad deed I committed in my past life. Are humans collectively this inquisitive and annoying? You know what? I think I want to take a break for now. It's been a long night for me. Let's just say there's a lot of pressuring stuff going on in my life right now. It'd be really nice if I could catch a breather. I've yet to face hell when I go back home, and I mean that quite literally. You think I have pretty eyes? Thank you. I stole this pair of gorgeous blue eyes from some girl who died by drowning. I'm kidding. I was born with it. Well, we're born with an assigned human body to help us blend in when we want to visit your world. See? Satan isn't all evil. Though, of course, we can modify it if we want to. Yes. I modified everything about this vessel, except for my eyes. I think they're beautiful the way they are. Yeah. Like diamonds. Wait. I don't think I can. No. Of course we're allowed to kiss humans if we want to. Make out and intercourse even. It's just that... Well... I don't want you to think of Lisa, okay? What? Is that a yes or no? You're just staring at me. Jealous? No way! No freaking way. You're delusional. Look, us succubi are naturally jealous. We don't like sharing or competition. If I'm being jealous, it's in my blood, okay? And I mean that in the literal sense. And jealousy is bad for a succubus. It aggravates us. You know what I mean? I mean, of course you don't, you're human. But my point is, just focus on me, okay? Lisa is not here. It's just me. Just us. Good. Now come here and be a good boy. You know, I've never kissed a human before. Let's just say that I'm doing this out of curiosity. You humans are fascinating. So tell me, what is it that you desire, aside from getting a girlfriend? Hey, it's okay. You'll get a girlfriend. Someday. That day will come. you just wait for it. But for now, I want you to focus on what we're doing. Now, I'm the one on top of you. That's fine. I guess I'll just have to come up with something. So, are you ready to have some fun? I actually have something in mind for you. Since you've only ever kissed a girl once in your life, and honestly, no offense, but you kinda suck at it. But I think it would be a good idea to teach you how to kiss better. What? Stop glaring at me and be thankful that I even offered. And no, seriously, I'm not just doing this to insult you. In fact, I could even teach you more than kissing. I mean, I could help you get girls, you pervert. No, please. I'm a demon of lust. I know it when I see it. And you're not very good at hiding things. I'm referring to what's down there. So, let's not waste any more time, shall we? No, no, that's too much teeth. You know, this is probably why you and Allie didn't end up together, besides the fact that she's your polar opposite, extremely popular. You suck at kissing, but hey, good news. You're not the most terrible kisser I've ever met. So, a little more practice and you'll get there. Again. That's good. That's good. Wait, how did you do that? That thing you just did? Just kiss me again. Yeah, no, that wasn't it. Too try hard. Man, just relax, okay? You don't have to pressure yourself into impressing me. Just kiss me, like how you would like to kiss me. Show me how much you want me. That right there is better. See? I told you you're not a terrible kisser. I guess you just have to be in the mood. So you can focus on showing that person how much you love to kiss them. Hey, might I ask, that kiss, did you mean that as in you want me? Or, really? Okay, I think I'd like some more of that. You know, I thought I would have a long night of enjoying my meal, but hey, this works too. Maybe. Who knows? Right now, I just want to enjoy this special moment. Oh? Tell me. What is this desire, then? What? Come again? There's no way a human and a succubus could be together. I guess you do make a good point. Fine. If a girlfriend is what you desire, then it is what I shall be. So, what do girlfriends do?